Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here, and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are diving in all things about creating and planning and running and executing your very own retreat day for your team. So this is something that if you follow our socials, you might have seen behind the scenes, and I encourage you to jump on to kind of see a few sort of live clips and stuff from the day, and we'll be sharing more over the next little while as well. But if this is something that you've been considering doing, I would highly encourage today's episode, giving it a listen. We are going to be discussing sort of what goes into planning, the benefits of it, how to do it on the day, and I guess some creative ways to do it, and then also the like why we think it's really important. So, and to be honest, I posted a couple of clips on my personal socials, and I've had like three people reach out to me and be like, "Oh my god, like how did you do this?" Or like, "I want to do this for my team." So I definitely think it's something that people want to do. They're just not sure the best way to do it, or like, I don't know exactly. But anyway, if it interests you, keep listening. So joining me on today's episode, as always, is lovely Mariah.
Yes, that's me again.
Is it the third wall?
The third wall.
Yeah. We always batch record, so.
Yes. I'm always here. Yeah. I don't know when do we stop introducing that I'm here.
Well, I introduce myself.
True, that's true.
It would be weird if I was like, "Hi, Assemblée."
True. True, yeah. So, new people,
new listeners. We always might have new listeners.
You're right.
I know I am. but also, so Mariah's going to be asking a couple of questions, but also Mariah was a part and a participant in our team retreat day, so she has the insider information. Yep. But I don't think I really shared with you up until I shared with everybody what I was planning. Did I?
A little bit.
I tried to keep it a bit of a secret.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. No, you did. But it was really cool. Yeah. We'll get into that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think just to kind of outline the different types of training that we have throughout the year. So at the start of the year, we have like a big kickoff meeting. It's normally about half, 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
And that, like, at the start of the year for us, that was going over the curriculum, our goals and our plans for the year, kind of, re-energizing the team. We did like headshots, team photos, snacks, all of those things. So we do that at the start of the year. Mm-hmm. Then we check in just throughout the terms individually. And then before middle of the year, I try and plan something like once a quarter, basically. We have the retreat day, and that is a big kind of educational day again. And then we often use that time to kind of map out our concert info, our recital info for the December. So just we are May now. We're coming to the middle of term two, but normally at the start of term three, we're already doing concert stuff. So we need to
get the ball rolling.
We need to know the theme and then the music and everything. So you guys get it. So yeah, so we have the retreat day. And then we do normally like another check-in in term three just to kind of finalize any concert stuff and start talking about the next year.
Next year, yeah.
And then in the end, after the concert.
Christmas party.
Just a Christmas party. Oh, my God, I can't even deal with this year's going to be this year's party. Last year was so lovely, but there's only 10 of us.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because even at the January one, I think we were at. Like
was it 18? 17?
Maybe, yeah. I think for some reason it's like 15, 18, but now we're at like.
I think 22.
Are we?
20.
I don't know.
Oh.
I know a lot more.
Everyone's name, but I just don't normally know the number. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So.
That was besides the point. Sorry.
Yeah, it does. But I just mean in terms of like. I've already been thinking about the Christmas party.
Yes, yes.
Anyway. Yes. So last year for our retreat, I tried something different.
Yes.
I booked like an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. We went away for two nights.
Two nights. One was
You go.
One was the management team and one was the teaching team that could stay the night.
Yeah, but we always make these things optional. If someone doesn't want to come, doesn't want to stay, that's their choice.
Totally fine.
But yeah, I had kind of anticipated more people wanting to stay, but it sort of just happened like people had kids or had other things going on, had other jobs the next day potentially. And so they came to the main day but then went home and that was lovely.
Mm.
But if people are wanting a sort of a shorter experience, that's what I'll do. And so behind the scenes, I also have been talking to Nick and think that I'll sort of flip that model and we might do a night or two away in January just for the leadership team.
Yeah.
So we have
a fun
few nights, but then also like intensive planning days together, relaxing in the nights.
Yeah.
And again, this like continues to shift and change because at the moment I'm fully aware that no one on the leadership team other than myself have children.
Mm-hmm.
So that will really change as that changes in the future. Or like, you know, my daughter is two now, so she's fine if I go away for a night or two. That's not a big deal. But if I was breastfeeding it would just be a little
different.
It's
scenario.
Just different again. But again, there's no – I could put it on and then go home and then come back. Like it doesn't really matter. Anyway, we're always trying new things and adapting. So our retreat day this year was a day and it had a few treats in it and then like learning, connecting.
And then like side note too, the reason we also shifted to the day one as well this year was because we went as a team to Sydney.
And
we had like a weekend.
I forgot about that. Oh my God, that was a real treat. That was.
So we were like as a team, well most of us that could attend went to Sydney and we had like two nights.
Yes.
Yeah, was it two or three nights?
That was a dance expo, teacher expo.
Yes.
And
we all got to like sort of
have that time.
Yeah, teamwork, not teamwork, but team build together. And so then the retreat day, we just sort of felt that the day is perf. And then like last year we kind of compared it and like you said, no one really stayed the night anyway.
But
so
it was still fun.
It was. Well, yeah, it was fun. We put in that like snippet of you being Elder John.
Yeah.
No, it was Eminem.
Yeah. That was good. But yeah, like that was really good. I totally honestly blanked on Sydney.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
That seems like it was a year ago, but it was about 6 weeks.
It was last month.
It was in April.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, Mariah, we've got a couple of questions to kind of just give you a bit of an overview of the planning that went into it as well as the running of the day, so maybe some bit of a posy-neggy sandwich.
Okay.
If there was any negatives, things that I might shift for next time.
Yeah. All right, let's get started. So how did you manage to pull off an epic team retreat day at the dance studio?
We actually didn't go to the dance studio, so that was one thing. For the dance studio team.
Yeah.
But just I wanted it to be out of the studio as well.
Yeah.
Bit of a different scenery. So basically I just had to think about what I wanted to include for the day in general and then kind of build the location and what was going to be involved around that. So just a bit of an overview of what we did. We started the day at a local Pilates bar yoga studio.
I loved that.
It was – well, I knew you love
bar. I love Pilates.
Yeah. So it was a really – beautiful studio.
It is. Yeah. I'd never been there before, and it was, I had a stunning view. It was like a glass window, and I was like, oh, beautiful.
And like, you know, concrete floors, timber, like the...
It's very like... aesthetic. You know, vibes. It's on trend.
Yeah, super on trend.
Yeah.
I go there. Mm. That's because that's sort of like 15 minutes from my house. That's where I go.
Yeah.
So I knew it was beautiful, and I knew the teachers were amazing. Mm. Side note. Didn't know until the day until I got there.
Say that.
That one of our students, that's their mum. And I literally had no idea. I was so embarrassed. I had not, and I've been going there for months, and she knew. Because I wear DE kit all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And Crystal knew straight away.
Did she?
She goes, oh, Flynn's mum. I was like, oh, jeez. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But it was fun. Fun little
it was.
Connecting the docs moment. But anyway, so I knew I wanted to do that, but in the past we've never sort of done anything up that end of the coast because the Clowner Studio is about 20 minutes, 25 minutes away from there.
Yeah.
But now we have team members sort of spread everywhere. Out. So it is central-ish as enough.
And it's fine for one day.
No. Yeah. It's not that far.
Yeah.
It would be different. It was like the Gold Coast or something.
Yeah.
That's like a couple of hours drive.
Yeah.
It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but because we were starting there, I knew I wanted to stay around there that day. So across the road from there was like a meeting boardroom. So I literally just like where I knew we were going to do the yoga bar thing together to start. I just thought like, you know, getting blood pumping, energizing for the day. In general, dance teachers enjoy fitness. But often I know that we don't have the time to go to classes because we are often working when those classes are on because they – schedule them after the 9 to 5 work. So it just makes it hard. And I know a lot of our team don't get up early. So it's not like they're hitting like the 6 a.m. yoga class like me. But when you've got to fit in the day, you've got to fit in the day. But most of them, I know, like they're offline until like 9:30 in the morning, which is fine. So I thought it would be nice, you know, way to bond, fitness, get our muscles stretching.
Yeah.
And then be ready for a day of learning. So that was like from 9:30 to 10:30.
Yep.
Then next door was a coffee shop. Mm. Nick was in charge of getting the coffee for everyone.
No, so Claire went over to the new meeting room. God. Yeah, she went over to the meeting room to get it all set up and meet our we had a guest speaker meet her and get settled in, and then so she gave Nicola the work card to go get us all coffees from the shop next door, and we all had ordered,
and I'd said please get me a flat white,
and we all had ordered, and then like randomly like while we were waiting for our coffees, I don't know who said it, but
so
she goes did you get Claire's coffee? And we hadn't ordered it, and we're like, oh my God, could you imagine if we just came back to the meeting room and didn't get Claire coffee?
And then
we'd be walking back.
No, I wouldn't have. But everyone said like, don't tell Claire. And then the first thing Sophie did came in was like, guess Nick forgot your coffee.
I know.
So
that was funny.
Anyway, that would have been fine. I just would have been devastated.
Yes, you would have.
No, not really. So then.
Yes, you would have.
Well, I did really need some caffeine. Yeah. Across the road. Oh, because that morning as well, I'd gotten up early to go out to the farm to finish setting up. So, across the road there was like a board meeting room. So I had hired that for a couple of hours because we, like Mariah mentioned, got a guest speaker. So we, again, have another local guest speaker. Her name was Heretta from Third Space. And she, to be honest, I actually asked another friend for recommendations because I didn't know of people sort of that were local that could come.
Yeah.
And like that was a considerable expense, but well worth it in my opinion.
It was really good.
I wanted someone local, one, because I wanted to support other local people, but also I knew if I had to then fly someone, like it would be just a little bit wild. So, again, she has sort of like a HR, like psychology background, and is really focuses on like team logistics and sales and everything as well. So,
like not in a boring way.
No, not in a boring way.
Yeah.
And that was really important to me. But
yes.
I felt confident because my friend Leanne had recommended her.
Okay.
I was like, she's brills.
Stunning.
And I already have someone then lined up for the next one because I asked two and one wasn't available. So... ding.
As in next year.
As in next year or...
the next meeting.
A special, I think, potential training just for the leadership team.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stunning. So, that was really awesome. We went over there. I had pre-ordered like fruit cheese snack boxes from the IGA, which is just like a grocery shop.
Yeah.
And they'd pre-done that. And then I am very, 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 very lucky in that just around the corner, my family own a beautiful property which has a barn essentially on it that we were able to use. So that was not beautiful. An additional expense, but also stunning. And I just wanted like something that had like a different vibe. We've never learnt on a farm before.
No, we haven't.
So that was really lovely. And it had a beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
I don't know, just a different
It's just a cozy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just a really nice vibe. Mm. It doesn't take the business out of it, you know, but it was like a nice just space to be in, you know, when you're out in sort of the countryside and all of that's nice.
And I had wanted to use that for our January, but like Kurt and I were talking about it and he was like, it'll be really hot out there.
Yeah.
Because it's not air conditioned. So I was like, oh, I'll save that for some type of winter event.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
It was.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Really good day.
Perfect day. Lovely weather. So that was really awesome. And then we finished off there. I had planned for like bubbles to finish, but also that was probably a mistake because I just feel like the majority of them are on their pee plate, so they can't have any alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't think about that.
No.
And then like, no, because neither. Not everyone was then were like, all right, well,
yeah.
See ya.
That was so funny. Who wants bubbles? Absolute silence.
Okay, well, yeah, that was a little bit of an overview.
Yeah,
and of that's sort of how I built it. I started with what I knew I wanted to do opening, and then I knew sort of roughly what time I wanted to have the guest speaker, and I knew.
And did you know like what topics you wanted to touch on in your sort of training and that?
Yeah, like
and I like had we know we're doing the concert one and stuff like that.
So I knew with our guest speaker, we've been talking about sort of confidence and sales and I guess the empowering the team to be like a leader in their own right. Yeah. And so she was really, really keen on that. And it was really, we did like personality quizzes leading up to it, and it was really interesting.
It was so cool.
Sort of, and to figure out like, oh, how people learn differently and approach situations differently. And it was really, she was really fantastic. So we had like a meeting, so I was confident, but I didn't fully know where she was going to take it.
Yeah.
But again, if I asked, I'm sure she would have told me, but I just was like, no, it'll be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you think the best benefits you noticed from organizing a team retreat day like this? Like, did it bring out any sort of talents in the team or spark any new friendships, or what were the benefits? Like, why did you do it?
So overall, like in general, the benefits are connection. And then just getting a whole bunch of creative people in a room, there's always magic that happens.
Yes.
And there's so many like plans and ideas for concert, for example, that we just probably wouldn't have got to if we just tried to do it over Facebook Messenger, because like someone says, oh, what about this?
Yeah.
And then that triggers another idea in someone and they just yell it out, where, you know, they might miss the Facebook message or they're busy, so they're not actually sitting in it and thinking. So it just allows for a lot of creativity. Friendships and connections wise, I think it's just great again to build those connections outside of the studio as well. When people feel connected to your team through their love of their job, but then also through each other, I think that is, that really does tie back into, you know, commitment and them wanting to stay for, you know, if they're happy, they see their friends, it's just something, it just sort of ties into part of the enjoyment of.
And I was going to say too, like with our, because we have quite a bigger teaching team now, I personally hadn't met some of the new teachers that we have gotten on board, because they're at different locations, different times. I never see them, different styles and things like that. So it was really good to meet some of the people that I hadn't met already and sort of, talk with them as well and get to know them on that sort of more personal level than just teaching as well, instead of on, you know, Messenger. And I have no idea, you know, you just never met them. It's just different.
It's just different. And it's just nice to connect in person. And again, tying back to our previous episode about leadership teams, how to spot talent, these events are always really interesting for me to see how people step up, what input they have, those that kind of sit back and observe. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm like only the loud ones I listen to, because often it's the quiet ones who are mentioning things or thinking really deeply. But just depending on the feedback that I hear, it does kind of tweak these little – starts to create little like seeds of interest and growth in me and going, oh, that person has – ideas for that. Or again, if I've had these ideas in my mind, it kind of solidifies them, like, oh, I have an idea of this person being a creative director one day.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yep, I know that's the right idea.
Yeah.
And so I can start to give her tasks and really, you know, nurture that side of what I think that she would be really great at, so that that's there and ready to go one day, versus being like trying to not force, but
pull it from nothing.
Yeah, or work on an area that is not interesting to her and she's not naturally excited by.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you think you manage to keep everyone sort of energized and engaged throughout the retreat day?
I think it's just important, again, to think about the layout. Mm-hmm. So similar to kids, like if you're just sitting down doing the same thing for 7 hours, like you're going to lose interest. So we had change of location, we had change of speaker.
Yeah.
When I was planning out the day, maybe we can even share the timetable that I created in the notes, because I created the timetable. Mariah created the stunning graphic. I created that, and like when I was planning out the day, I literally have from like, you know, 3 to 3:30, it's going to be this. And there was a combination of like me speaking, Nicola speaking like to the group.
Yeah.
There's a combination of small group activities. There's a combination of just like general group brainstorming and sort of trying to mix it up between that to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
We sort of ran a little late because our amazing guest speaker just went over, but I'd said to her, that's fine, we don't have anything like set in stone in terms of another speaker. But it just sort of, I had to kind of maybe take one or two little activities out, which was fine.
So obviously the day was so successful, we had literally the best time, but did you have like a personal favorite moment from the retreat? Like, was there a specific activity or interaction, or what was your favorite moment?
I have lots of favorite moments. One of my favorite moments was just sort of our guest speaker.
Yep.
I just think it was really insightful, again, just sort of seeing all the different team members and the different types of personalities and what that might lead to. And just, it solidified some things in my mind and then gave me new ideas, which I really enjoyed. And then I loved also like watching like Nick like talk and command a space. It just sort of, I don't know, makes me feel proud watching her as well. So I just imagine when she first started, she was just so young, and
I know,
so young.
That's it.
And she's still so young now, but she's so like
really grown into her role and she knows what she's she's confident enough to share her piece to the team, which is awesome. So that's so good.
What about you?
I would probably say the guest speaker as well. That was really fun and like opened my mind as well. And it was good to see the different personality types. It was really interesting. And so
she sort of divided, we did this personality test, and then she went over them and literally physically like got us to move so we could see who we had similar traits to and who was different. And then she kind of explained it.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of the time it was split, and then there was one time it was me by myself.
Yeah, and everyone, that was so interesting.
That was, well, that was.
It was all, like we were feelings and you were.
Oh, and I was very like practical.
Yes.
Yeah, it was all like they are like.
That was so interesting though.
But it makes sense.
It's facts. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was, that was really cool to just see.
And you like the bar class, you said?
Yeah, I did. I really liked that. But in terms of like
the content,
the content side of things, I think it was the guest speaker. Yeah.
Awesome.
And sort of reflecting on your whole experience, or the whole experience, what do you think are the top three takeaways you'd like to share with our listeners about, you know, the positive impact of team retreats
Oh, again, I just think with all the stuff we touched on, it's creating connections.
Yeah.
So building friendships and, you know, opening lines of communication with the team. I think that's really amazing. I think it's about creativity.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing the stuff that you can come up with when you're together and bouncing ideas off each other. And then lastly, I think it would just be about providing an opportunity in a different way to be spending time together. And I'm not like – it's not lost on me the fact that people, you know, take time away from their families and stuff to prioritize that. So and also just seeing like how passionate they are about what they do, that really then kind of motivates me moving forward.
Yeah.
And something I did a bit differently this time was I shared like percentages and numbers, and I'm never like hired our student numbers or anything, but it's just not something that I'm really I just don't push because I'm like, oh, it's not their priority. Yeah. I want them to focus on their class.
Yeah.
But we have had feedback in previous years that they want to know more about that. So we shared sort of our current percentage trial conversion, and then we created our goal, what we wanted to work towards. And then we talked about student numbers. And then I, again, in the past, I felt uncomfortable being like, need to grow, want to grow, because I just was worried, do they think that I'm just like money hungry or so some type of weird ego boost to have more students? But that's actually not why I want to grow. And I feel really like I know that that's the truth. So I shared with them like the reasons I was, you know, these are the goals that we have. And if, you know, you guys want to work full time with us, like I want to create more career opportunities. I want to, I have a goal of creating like an epic performing arts center, essentially, that has like a theater and studios and podcast rooms and like photography studio. Like it's like, I can see it and I know it's going to happen one day.
Yeah.
But to get to that point, we have to have money.
Yes.
So like, I know that potential that that will be
and
epic.
I guess it showed them too, like obviously their sort of top priority is their classes and ensuring quality in their classes, but it also showed them like it's more than just the classes too. Like we are a business and we're striving for these goals, and I think it made them feel really included. And you know, because I think they see a lot of that within the management team side, but it was really nice to get them involved in showing what we've been working on too, and what behind the scenes sort of business goals and studio vision goals we have. And I think that will help them stay inspired as well to make their classes amazing and keep growing as a teacher. And if they want that opportunity to move into the management
team.
Yeah,
it's not for everybody.
Exactly.
And I think as well because we work so much more together, it is easier for the management team to stay connected.
Yeah.
And that is something I'm very mindful of and wanting to work towards.
Yeah.
But then there's also a balance of like, you know, I'm not going to have then an in-person meeting every week.
No.
Because it's just not practical. No. Like for us, it's not on all the locations. It's just not, you know, in the future maybe. I don't know. But it's just not at the moment. So that's sort of, that's the positive impact that I saw.
Awesome. And then my sort of last question is, now that the retreat day is done, and how do you plan to maintain the positive like momentum and camaraderie that among the team that came from that retreat day? Any like future plans or strategies in mind?
So I guess we created a few goals together that we're going to be working towards and updating. I think we can share one of our other recent goals and wins, and just making sure to celebrate that within the management team and leadership team, but also with the whole team.
Yeah.
And again, it's just, we never want to like bother people. So it's sort of like, you know, if they're not teaching today, but I think they want to join in and celebrate because they feel a part of the team as well. So that's just really important because they are a part of the team.
Yeah.
They're the main part. And then again, we got really a lot done in terms of concept planning, but we have a lot more to do. So kind of keeping people up to date and then moving that forward. And then, you know, potentially I've had the idea of having just like, you know, a casual drink session or catch up or coffee and just say, if you're available, we're going to be catching up for coffee on this day.
Yeah.
Just for those that are around. But like, we have a lot of team members who have full-time jobs and stuff. So it's just not always possible.
Yeah.
So that's why, where people can take the time on a weekend. That is really, really special to me.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of all the questions that I had up my sleeve. If you guys have any more questions about our retreat day or anything, just feel free to get in touch, and we're always open to your questions, and we can sort of help you the best way that we can. But I'll pass it over to you, Claire, to close this one out today.
Yeah, there's no more from me. So thank you so much for joining me today, guys. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully, so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then.